J. Christian Adams, 15 million mail ballots unaccounted for in 2020 election. By Michael Patrick Leahy on August 28, 2021. The president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matt Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that 15 million mail ballots were unaccounted for in the 2020 presidential election. This is the worst way to run an election, what they did in 2020. J. Christian Adams, president of PILF, told host Boyle in an interview. The Election Assistance Commission, which is a federal agency, puts out a report every 2 years. One of the things that has is the number of mail ballots that were sent out, the number of mail ballots that came back, and the number of mail ballots that were straight up rejected, meaning the election officials said there was a defect. This is not data that we are speculating about, he added. This is federal data, and that's where we get the 15 million number. 15 million ballots were sent in the mail last year that never ever came back and were counted, emphasis added. Adams said that some of them, we don't know where they are, they're just gone. That tells you the system broke down. That tells you that probably ballots came back that were counted for the wrong people. The whole thing is a mess. It can't be repeated again. And that's the problem with mail balloting. We're giving the idiots at the post office control over our government. The actual number of mail ballots unaccounted for in the 2020 election is higher than 15 million. Adams noted, because not all states responded to the Election Assistance Commission. A lot of states didn't give the data to the Election Assistance Commission. They're not required to, this is all voluntary. So a lot of states never reported the number of screw-ups they made. How many ballots disappeared, how many ballots were rejected that came back in the mail. So the number is per se higher than 15 million, Adams added. There are three charts here, in your August 17 report. There's unknown ballots. Then there's undeliverable ballots. Then there's rejected ballots, Boyle said. Can you explain what those three categories are? Boyle asked. Each one of them has their own level of significance and victims, Adams answered. Let's do the unknowns, he continued, the unknown ballots. We used to call them the disappeared, but media matters. All the lefties went crazy and said, they're not disappeared, they're probably just in landfills. Okay, we'll take that. The unknowns are ballots that went out and just vanished. They went into the ether. Now a lot of them are probably laying on apartment floors, such as in Nevada, where we saw pictures of dozens of ballots just laying on the floor of apartment complexes in the lobby. They eventually got thrown away because the people don't live there anymore. Others probably didn't get voted. There's going to be some that the people got them and just decided not to vote. We'll grant that, he said. But, he continued, a lot of them probably ended up in the sewer. In the garbage, just laying around for people to pick up. That's the unknown category. Adams then described the undeliverable category of mail ballots. The undeliverable bounce backs are more troubling because it means the voter rolls are a mess. Adams said, the undeliverable bounce backs are ballots that were mailed out to somebody who's supposed to be an active voter, and they bounce back to the election office that the voter doesn't live there anymore. Which means the voter rolls are a mess, and it also means you probably are sending them. Some get through, they never bounce back, and they go to the wrong people. The last category, Matt, is the rejected. And this is a troubling one because when you go to vote in person, and you screw up, they can give you a new ballot right there. Adams said, continuing, when you go to vote by mail, you don't. And that's what the rejected ballots are. Somebody made a mistake on the ballot, and they got it back, and it got rejected. And that means that voter was disenfranchised. And I can tell you that I can guarantee there was a larger rejection rate among the elderly, which are Trump voters, than there were F0R0 their ballots. So that's the rejected ballot. Could this have affected the outcome of the presidential election? Boyle asked. There is no question it did affect the presidential race. The only question is how much, Adams responded. We know that tens of thousands of ballots were rejected. They were rejected by people who made some kind of small mistake, he added. In a place like Wisconsin, there were more of these ballots that screwed up than the margin of error, by like fourfold, Adams continued. As Breitbart News reported on August 27, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, said on Friday that 82,766 mail ballots sent to voters in Wisconsin's November 2020 presidential election went missing or undeliverable, a number more than four times greater than Joe Biden's 20,682 vote certified margin of victory in the state. The report showed that, unlike the results of the 2012 and 2016, the number of missing or undeliverable mail ballots in 2020 exceeded the margin of victory in the election to determine which presidential candidate would be awarded the state's 10 Electoral College votes. In 2020, for instance, 1.4 million ballots were mailed to Wisconsin voters, which was 86% of the 1.6 million votes cast. Of those 1.4 million mail ballots, 76,308 were classified as unknown, while 6,458 were classified as undeliverable. Combining those two classifications, 82,766 mail ballots were either unknown or undeliverable, a number that is 400% greater than Biden's certified 20,682 margin of victory in the state over former President Donald Trump. In 2016, just 158,846 ballots were mailed to Wisconsin voters, a mere 11% of the 1.4 million votes cast in that election. Of those 158,846 mail ballots, 11,138 were classified as unknown, while 1,846 were classified as undeliverable. Combining those two classifications, 12,984 mail ballots were either unknown or undeliverable, a number that is only 47% of Donald Trump's certified 27,257 vote margin of victory in the state over Hillary Clinton. In 2012, 54,077 mail ballots were undeliverable or unknown, which was a mere 26% of Barack Obama's 205,204 vote certified margin of victory in the state over Mitt Romney, all emphases added. What that tells us is the system is screwed up, that it broke down, Adams said of the Wisconsin mail ballot report. There was random chance, chaos. All of these characteristics got cranked into the election last year because of mail balloting, he stated. It was screwed up, I think, deliberately, Adams said of the 2020 election, adding, this was a plan that was cooked up by Zuckerberg and Vanita Gupta, who's now the Associate Attorney General, who was a radical left-wing organizer, and a whole bunch of union people. Mail balloting was a plan that was cooked up. Soros money flowed into the Vote at Home Foundation. There was all sorts of money that was moving to advocate for this corrupted system in February, March, April, May, 2020. And then, there was court litigation to force us into this corrupted system. It's no accident that 15 million mistakes were made. As Breitbart News reported in April, private funding of election administration was virtually unknown in the American political system until the 2020 presidential election, when Facebook CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan donated $350 million to the Center for Technology and Civic Life, CTCL, which provided funding to county and municipal governments around the country for election administration, and $69 million to the Center for Election Innovation and Research, CEIR, which provided funding to 23 state governments, primarily through the Secretary of State's office, also for the funding of election administration. How do you fix this so it doesn't happen again? Boyle asked. Adams said efforts to fix the problem of election integrity are a mixed bag. Remember this name, Amber McReynolds. Amber McReynolds is the head of the National Vote at Home Institute, a Soros-funded group that pushed us to mail balloting, and was all in favor of mail balloting, a central figure in doing this, Adams responded. After the election, she was just appointed get this to the United States Post Office Board of Governors. So now, she's on the inside of the government to advocate this, Adams continued. The Justice Department has issued official DOJ guidance that is warning states that if they go back to the pre-COVID procedures, meaning not mistake-filled mail, it is not presumed to be okay, he added. The Public Interest Legal Foundation, we sent a letter to all states last week telling them the DOJ guidance is bunk, that it's wrong, it's not based on the law, and that these new state election integrity laws are presumptively valid, Adams said. There's going to be a fight over this. Any state that tries to go back to pre-COVID is possibly going to invite a DOJ lawsuit. We've, the PILF, already intervened to help defend Georgia. And I'm afraid we're going to have to do it all over the country if the DOJ start rolling back, Adams concluded.